February 22nd, 2015, to the Remnant Faithful, the seventh moral standard of truth. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today, once again, I come to offer courageous support to the Holy Remnant Faithful. As you discover where the truth lies, hidden under compromise, you must never be dissuaded to relinquish it by opinions of influence. This is the last, seventh moral standard of truth for the Remnant Faithful. Never respect man and his opinions above God. Remember, God looks at what you obey, not who you obey. Opinions have a way of becoming actions in the world. That is what makes opinions important. Opinions become laws and levy undue burdens on those who feel obliged to support and obey the law. Opinions alter the flavor of governments, institutions, and even challenge the security of nations. It is opinions which bring a political atmosphere into the church and state. These days, most opinions lead away from obedience to the Ten Commandments and holy love, and towards sin through compromised truth. The remnant, you know, is not just one particular religion trying to cling to long-standing church tradition. Rather, it is all who desire to perpetuate Christian morals and standards of truth, which are fading away in this present-day generation. People's opinions on morals are being changed through mass media, which presents sin as commonplace and acceptable. People who choose sinful lifestyles are held up as admirable, and those who object are discriminated against. Therefore, the focus is not on eradicating error, but accepting it. The remnant must not accept such error over and above God's laws. It does not matter who accepts what. It matters if you believe error or the truth. God looks into the heart, not at popular opinion. Each soul must embrace God's laws above all else. Therein lies his judgment. Dear children, avoid quickly accepting popular opinion. Rather, search for God's truth through holy love. This is the path to your salvation. It is God's opinion of you that will matter and determine your eternity. Form your opinions around pleasing God, not on being accepted by those of compromise in the world. This will take a determined effort, but grace will be your ally. This is the hope of the remnant faithful. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. The synopsis, warning of false and deceitful teachers who lead the faithful away from truth. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. The synopsis, warning of false and deceitful teachers who lead the faithful away from truth. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.